Good afternoon. We will continue the drying trend into the afternoon hours across interior New York and New England. Some more bright spots and even breaks of sunshine likely as we get deeper into the day. We'll also have a westerly breeze, and the combination of the wind and the sun will allow temperatures to reach into the middle 60s on average for afternoon highs. High pressure will build in briefly tonight with a clear sky and light wind, temperatures dropping back toward 40. For tomorrow, another weak disturbance will pivot across southern Canada along the St. Lawrence River Valley. This will produce a few clouds and a couple of scattered showers here and there during the middle part of the day. We'll have enough sunshine, though, to get us back into the middle and upper 60s. Behind this disturbance, even as the sun returns, we'll have a gusty northwest wind at times over 30 miles per hour, and that will send the temperatures down back through the 60s and into the upper 50s by the time we reach the sunset hour. Another area of high pressure will build in for the day on Sunday, and we'll enjoy more in the way of sunshine, perhaps some high clouds late in the afternoon, with highs back into the lower 60s. A pattern change as we head into the early stages of next week. A trough of low pressure will swing through southern Canada and the Great Lakes, and as a result, we'll have a lot of clouds and a steady rain on Monday. It'll also be breezy and cooler, with highs staying in the mid-50s. With that trough of low pressure and its associated cool pool of air overhead for the better part of next week, we'll have mostly cloudy skies for the period Tuesday through Thursday, with occasional scattered showers from time to time, and cooler than average temperatures, and mainly in the lower and middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of south central and southern Texas, and also an enhanced risk of severe storms over a portion of northwestern Kansas, northeastern Colorado, and southwestern Nebraska. Scattered severe storms with damaging wind, hail, and isolated tornadoes are expected over south-central and southern Texas this afternoon and evening as instability increases along with adequate wind shear. And scattered thunderstorms will develop along and east of a dry line from that corner of Colorado through the western sections of Nebraska and Kansas as the air mass destabilizes and another round of energy rotates through the eastern periphery of an upper trough. Increasing wind shear will support supercells capable of mainly large hail and isolated damaging wind gusts in this area as well, and a few tornadoes will be possible as we head into the latter portion of the day. And that same storm system will continue to move very slowly from the Four Corners area into eastern Colorado during the day. Meanwhile, very moist air will move into eastern Colorado and be lifted by the storm and by upslope winds. Heavy wet snow has become widespread in the mountains and foothills and will continue into tonight. Storm totals from 1 to 3 feet are expected in the Front Range Mountains and foothills. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 6 at Sunset Crater, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers in the upper 60s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 91 set in 2002, and the record low 21 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:11 a.m., sunset this evening 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Bright spots and increasing sunshine through the afternoon, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, still the risk of a shower, otherwise increasing sunshine as we get deeper into the afternoon and temperatures reaching into the middle and upper 60s, clearing tonight with lows in the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any clouds will give way to increasing sunshine this afternoon, breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine through the afternoon, breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight with lows back into the lower and middle 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to breaks of sunshine through the afternoon, windy with highs reaching into the mid-60s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few passing showers, becoming windy in the afternoon, and temperatures in the middle to upper 60s. Sunshine giving way to some high clouds Sunday, lower 60s, a good chance of rain and breezy Monday in the mid-50s, and a few scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with highs staying in the lower to middle 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.